The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey sis, it's the summer and that means more cookouts, date nights, girls trips, and overall enjoyment. What that does not mean is that we should slack on our nutritional needs, gut health, and supporting our immune systems. That's why we need to keep our physical wellness as much a priority as our social wellness by taking one scoop of Athletic Greens every day. One tasty scoop of Athletic Greens contains 75 vitamins, minerals, and whole food source ingredients, including a multivitamin, multimineral, probiotic, green superfood blend, and more that all work together to fill the nutritional gaps in our diets, increase energy and focus, aid with digestion, and support a healthy immune system, all without the need to take multiple products or pills. Listen, I used to take a handful of supplements and I am no longer about that life, because who has the time? And it's lifestyle friendly, so whether you eat keto, paleo, vegan, dairy-free, or gluten-free, it just fits. And right now, Athletic Greens is doubling down on supporting our immune system during these times, and they're offering a free year supply of vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. If you simply visit www.athleticgreens.com/bewellsis. So basically, you'll never have to buy vitamin D again. I don't care how much sun you get, you always have to supplement your vitamin D. So to redeem your offer, simply visit athleticgreens.com/bewellsis. Again, to get a free year supply of vitamin D and 5 free travel packs, visit athleticgreens.com/bewellsis. Too often, Black women are a mere afterthought in conversations around wellness, but not in this space. On this podcast, the dialogue is always centered around women like you. Welcome to the podcast, but more importantly, welcome to the tribe. Be well, sis. Hello, hello, and welcome back to the Be Well, Sis podcast. I am your host, Cassandra Dunbar. How has life been treating you? But more importantly, how have you been treating yourself? Me, I've been well. I don't mean to brag, but my garden is thriving. I've been winning a war against the bunnies. I don't know if I've talked to you guys about this before, but listen, last year I was doing so good with my little garden and I had no bunnies. I had, you know, like the insects that would, you know, try to destroy my crops, but the bunnies were not a problem. This year, I lost all of my okra that I planted because the bunnies came and ate up the little sprouts. But I came back to my old faithful, which is neem oil solution. So neem oil solution is really that girl in keeping your garden critter and pest free. So apparently I did some Google searching and bunnies and birds don't like the scent of neem oil, so they stay away. So as long as I'm diligent about making sure that I spray my neem oil after I water the garden, I'm Gucci. So neem oil is derived from the earth, is a plant oil. It's a plant that comes from the leaves of the neem plant, and something about the odor offends certain things, which is beautiful for us. It doesn't affect the crop at all. It does leave a little bit of a bitter taste on some of the fruit, but as long as you give it a thorough rinsing, you don't even taste it. So it's organic, it's non-GMO, it's all of those good things. So I'm feeling really, really good. Honestly, nothing is making me happier than my garden right now. Truly. I feel like, what's her name? I feel like Jody's mom. Yeah, I feel like Jody's mom and baby boy. I just feel like, you know, I just luxuriate in my little garden. It's not even that big, but one day I'm going to have a garden like hers. You feel what I'm talking about? There's a movie called Baby Boy. Just look it up. Anyways, because I've been outdoors and into my garden and going on my little walks in the morning, I've been extra diligent about my skincare habits. And that's exactly what we're talking about today. Skincare is one of my favorite things to talk about because I had to learn a lot about my skin since becoming a mother. To start, both my children have eczema. And being that I didn't have it myself,
I had to learn about it quickly so they could be as comfortable as possible, especially as newborns. So between all the reading that I had done and the thousands of dollars, literally thousands, that we'd spent on different detergents, creams, baths, ointments, and the like, I had to become a baby skincare expert real quick. I was on a mission to make sure that my babies were comfortable. And yeah. And also, my skin went through a hell of a transformation about a year after giving birth to my eldest. Up until then, I'd always had non-problematic skin. You know, of course, I'd get the occasional blemish here or there, but not full-blown acne. And when I did have full-blown acne after having my oldest son, that took such a toll on my self-esteem. I remember vividly not quite feeling like myself mentally at the time, and then looking at the mirror and then barely recognizing myself physically because of the combination of the active pimples on my face and the scars left behind by the older blemishes. And because I'd never experienced that before, I didn't know what to do. But I did what most of us likely do, and I headed to social media. For me, that wasn't the best idea because I brought up everything that the influencer was suggesting without a real strategy. I'm talking about active on top of active on top of active. So for those who don't know a lot about skincare and skincare products, active ingredients are usually acids, and those, like, usually the ones that are sold over the over the counter regularly have exfoliating ingredients, and they can be really harsh under the skin if you use them in combination, which I did. And yeah, it was a mess. So I aggravated things. So naturally, my skin got even angrier and oilier, and I got sadder. And when I realized that that wasn't working, I decided to learn about my skin. So for example, what is my skin type? What are my top two major concerns? What are the 1 to 2 active ingredients that actually target my skin concerns and my skin type? So those were the things that I really had to narrow down. My first lesson was that my skin, even though it's oily, was dehydrated, which was causing it to produce even more oil as a way to overcompensate for the moisture that it was lacking. I mean, y'all, I was the type that would literally just use whatever lotion I used on my body on my face. For years, until I got the acne. So first thing I did was to get hydrating and moisturizing products. I started out with a gentle moisturizer that was designed for the skin on the face. Secondly, I focused on wearing sunscreen daily, regardless of the season. Once I learned that it's just about impossible to clear post-inflammatory hyperpigmentation without any sun protection, I took that baby to heart, okay? And you wasn't going to catch me out here without no sunscreen now, okay? And thirdly, I started to incorporate products with niacinamide and glycolic acid in them. I learned that my skin loved these two. Niacinamide is great for oil production control, and glycolic acid is great for exfoliating the skin, increasing cell turnover, and boosting collagen production, things that are necessary for clearer skin. The fourth thing I did was to enlist the help of professionals. For the first time in my life, I started regularly seeing an esthetician that truly cares about my skin and could truly help educate me as well. So if that isn't in your budget, there are several women of color estheticians that I follow on social media that provide great information about a variety of skin concerns along with recommendations. So I've linked them down in the show notes, or visit BeWellSis.com for more for the list of those women. And lastly, but certainly not least, I became intentional about patronizing brands that created products with my skin in mind. So I was reading an article on Well and Good, and it was about the lack of diversity in skincare, or why we need more diversity in skincare. I linked the article down below. And one of the quotes says, "Another issue for skincare's lack of inclusion is clinical trials. While the FDA requires that drug trials for topical medicines include a spectrum of skin tones, over-the-counter products aren't subject to any sort of inclusivity standards." That's why I was so excited to find Bolden Skincare. They exist to embolden women like us to confidently embrace their natural beauty. Through expertly crafted, responsibly sourced, and tailor-made beauty experiences, they deliver on the commitment of making beauty products that really work for women of color. So I started using their products back in 2017, I think it was, and I have not looked back. Their toner, their moisturizer with SPF, and their night treatment have a permanent home on my beauty shelf and are my first recommendations to friends who are suffering with skin changes. So with all that said, it is with so much excitement that I bring to you the conversation with the founders of Bolden, Chinelo Chidozi and Ndidi Obidoa, who are actually longtime friends and now sisters-in-laws. Our conversation reveals how that came to be, what inspired them to launch Bolden, the secret to starting and running a thriving business with a relative, and of course, tips for great skin. I am so happy to have the opportunity to speak to them. They're so down to earth and incredibly supportive. Bolden is the featured product in the Me Time self-care box that is available as a reward when you contribute to our crowdfunding campaign, which is still live. The link is down below and available only for a short time longer. So in the Me Time crowdfunding self-care box, we have, it includes a full-size SPF 30 brightening moisturizer and glow hydrating mask, both by Bolden. Quality products. I can testify that they work, they are effective, and they are made for women of color. Again, the link to support the growth of Be Well Sis in the show notes below, or visit BeWellSis.com, as well as the link to get to know more about the entire Bolden skincare line and where to purchase. All right, let me stop running my mouth. Let's hop into the convo. Thank you so much for joining. I am so, so glad you're here. Be Well Sis.
All right, so today I have the two founders of Bolden Skincare. And I was just telling them behind the scenes that I'm a fan and a longtime user of their products. So I'm super excited to speak to them today. So I have Chinelo and Ndidi with us. And the backstory that I just learned is that they are actually family. So let's just get into it. How did you guys come into business together? You guys are sister-in-laws, right?
Well, thank you, Cassandra. We're so happy to be here on your show. And we are married to brothers, husbands, doctors, and they're right next to each other in the line. So they're really close.
Wow.
They're really close. And it also happens that Chinelo and I, we attended the boarding school together. So we've been, friends for a long time. And then when we moved to New York, we found ourselves dating brothers. We met them separately. We didn't introduce each other. So we reconnected in New York and, being married to brothers, we have a lot in common. We both have MBAs, we're exactly the same age. We have two sons, So we tend to spend a lot of vacations together, with our husbands. And, we just started talking a lot about, business and our interests, and we've been lifelong beauty enthusiasts. Mm-hmm. And on one of such vacations, we're in Key West, Florida, and we're walking the island and decided to stop by CVS to pick up sunscreen because we're spending a lot of time outdoors.
Yeah.
And when we went back to the place we were renting, the two sunscreens that we picked up, none of it worked for our skin type.
Yep.
We're just really shocked that in today's world, we cannot pick up sunscreens that work really well for our skin type. Mm-hmm. So just that led to conversations that eventually led to surveys, and we were able to identify that pain point was something that a lot of Black women shared. Yeah. And that eventually led to Bolden.
Oh, I love it. And you mentioned the sunscreen part. I've spent maybe thousands of dollars on sunscreen because you buy it and it's ashy. And then with my kids, it's the same thing, because now I know I have my own as an adult, but trying to find one that's suitable for their skin, who they have eczema, but they're still chocolatey boys. I want their skin to still glow and be bright. Hundreds of dollars on them to figure out what works and doesn't irritate them. So thank you for your work.
You're quite welcome. It was really born out of, like Ndidi said, frustration. And we just saw a need in the market. So we're happy to be of service.
So how has it been working with somebody who is your family member and you guys are like close friends? So there's a stereotype that Black women can't work. First, women can't work together. Then Black women can't work together. Then family can't work together. So how have you overcome any like differences in opinion on how things go, like from your day to day?
Yeah, I'll take that. So I think the biggest lesson I've learned in this entrepreneurial journey is you need a partner. It is so important that you have someone who is a sounding board, mm-hmm. or someone to do the heavy lifting when you're a little low on energy. Just, you know, someone to take along the journey. Mm-hmm. I think that has been the critical ingredient, I would say, to our success so far. And then working with women, I think the biggest thing is we have mutual respect mm. for each other. So we never let any scenario go beyond, you know, making it personal. And I think the other thing is you can't have a huge ego. Yeah. So when you have a huge ego, you take things very personally. So if you're disagreeing about an issue, let it be about an issue. Don't make it about, you know, your personality or what this means about what I'm saying, you know. So you can always agree to disagree or, you know, take some cooling off time. In the earlier days, you know, it was very often we'll say, you know what, I need a minute. And we'll reconvene in 15 minutes.
I love that.
Cool our heads. Mm-hmm. We're doing less and less of that now, because I think we're just a little more mature. But I think the biggest thing is we mutually respect each other and we don't take things personally. And we know that we're a family, so there's life after work.
Yes.
So whether or not I like it, she's in my life.
And it helps that, you know, we love Bolden. It's really about Bolden. So, you know, we just have that mutual vision and, you know, we just want to see it, you know, go where we want it to go. And to be honest, it's great to have a friend in the family, you know, because we can gossip sometimes.
Maybe we don't say out loud.
It just comes with the territory, you know?
Right.
Yeah. But it's a sounding board. So you just make sure that, you know, you check yourself and, you know, you make sure you're not overreacting.
Right.
And I think it's great to have someone like that every day that you speak to. Yeah. And, you know, I think we're actually more than friends. We're partners. We keep saying we're partners for life, you know?
That's the truth, yeah. Were you both entrepreneurs before Bolden, or was this your first venture?
I used to work in finance. Okay. So part of the reason that Bolden means so much to me is it allows me to be creative. Before this, I was looking at Excel spreadsheets day in, day out. I used to be a bond analyst in New York. Ooh. So I was always working with numbers. But now I think in colors, fragrance, texture, like I am blossoming.
That's so true. I think the best part of this has just been discovering that I have skills that I never knew I did have, you know? Yeah. And like Chinelo, I previously worked for a biotech company. I worked as a marketing analytics. And it's, I dealt with a lot of numbers, which we still work with, but now I'm able to, you know, do so much more. Yeah. And I love it. I love that I'm able to explore my creative side. And, you know, yeah.
I love that. I was actually going to ask you guys, you know, how has entrepreneurship like helped you develop? And you guys pretty much answered it already. Just mm-hmm. tapping into other parts of yourself, mm-hmm. Which is important. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's so important, you know, because first of all, starting out, you wear almost all the hats. So you're not just looking at formulations, you're looking at finance, you're looking at marketing. It forces you to really think of the whole experience, you know, how your customers interact with your brand, you know, what you're saying, what you represent. And I think for us, I think the most rewarding thing is when we actually go out and meet our customers, like how excited we were when we heard you're a Bolden fan. I think that has been the most rewarding. I just want to say I love Black women. Like when we are at events and they say, and they find out that we're the founders, they want to hug us. We've collected so many hugs. you know, like a big family. There's a true, genuine community around us. And I really think there's something about Black women, how we support each other and we're there for each other. So it's always exciting when we're on the road. We're looking forward to doing more of that. We haven't done that in the last, you know, 30 months because of COVID. Mm-hmm. But we're gonna hit the road soon and we can't wait.
In a very crowded beauty market, Black women continue to struggle to find products and resources that fit their unique skincare needs. Black skin is different. Our melanocytes, which are melanin-producing cells, are larger and easier to trigger. That means as Black women, we are only one pimple away from hyperpigmentation. Bolden simplifies the beauty experience by making products that work well on Black skin. They'll help you establish and turn your beauty routine into a habit. The result? Is beautiful skin that seems effortless. Shop Bolden on their website at boldenusa.com, Amazon, or Walmart.
Oh, I love it. And I just thought about how you're saying you're getting a lot of hugs from people. You guys really are changing lives because, you know, if you don't feel good about how you look, right? It impacts just by every aspect of your life. I was telling you before how I was going through acne after breastfeeding my first. My hormones just did not agree with me anymore. And I just didn't feel like myself. You look in the mirror, you just don't see who you're used to seeing, and it makes such a big difference. So again, I can't say thank you enough because Black women rarely are seen and rarely are valued. And just the reason that I took a leap, because I normally like to touch and feel things before I buy it, but just looking at your website and how your messaging is, let me know that, no, this is actually for me. Yeah. I'm not the second thought. I'm not an afterthought. Like, this was created with me in mind. So again, thank you.
I think it really helps that we're our own customers, you know? I mean, I use every single product I make, you know, so I have to love it before I can present it to everyone else. So it really, it's really helpful.
I noticed that you guys have a couple of new products. I was looking at your site, so I see the new cleanser, the eye patches. Let's talk about them.
So we were going through to see where we get a lot of questions. Mm-hmm. And outside of hyperpigmentation, the next question we were getting was around under eye darkness. Mm-hmm. Like, you guys have to come up with an eye cream, something for the under eye. And that's really what the under eye patch is for. So it's something you put on, you know, for 30 minutes, and it helps with hyperpigmentation under the eye. So I think what I love about it is really the profile, the ingredient profile. Mm-hmm. So it has a lot of brightening agents. You know, mm-hmm. it has tranexamic acid, vitamin C, niacinamide, which also helps with repairing the skin and even making it a little thicker under the eye. Mm-hmm. So we think our customers are going to love this one.
I'm excited for it.
It's already a favorite of ours. So
yeah, I'm excited for it because that's been my issue too.
The new cleanser, the cleanser that we literally just launched, is really for our dry skin and sensitive skin beauties. Mm-hmm. So it's really gentle. Again, it's pH balanced, so it won't strip your skin of natural oils. But I think really what it does, it leaves it feeling very hydrated. Mm. And then it helps with sensitivity because a lot of people with dry skin are mm-hmm. usually very sensitive because the dryness weakens your skin barrier. Mm. So this helps with, you know, building that up and building collagen on the skin. So we're very excited about our new lineup.
And we have a few more coming. We have,
I want to say this year, we're going to be launching. We're we're always launching.
Nice.
At least 3 more products before the end of the year. Four.
Nice. 4 months. Wow, nice. And we have just 6 months left. Okay, you guys are busy.
Well, you know, the thing about product development, it's been months in the making. It just seems like it's coming one after the other, but it's, you know, the product development cycle. I was just talking to Ndidi. We went through 8 iterations of mm-hmm. this cleanser.
Wow.
That were, yeah. So, you know, it takes a minute for this to, you know, meet the standards we've set. Mm-hmm. And we think, okay, yes, this is doing what we wanted to do and before it hits the market.
Nice. You know, one of the things that I really like about Bolden is that your products are, the lineup is straightforward. In like a couple, I think it's still now, like the K-Beauty with like the 12-step skincare. When you're first jumping into like getting a routine, that's where I was when I was going dealing with acne. Because before that, I just would wash my face, put lotion on, and keep it moving. But having to like actually have a dedicated routine for my skin, it was overwhelming. Like, I need how many things? So yes. What I liked is that you guys are like, no, you need a cleanser, you need a toner, you need a good moisturizer with SPF, you need your night treatment. And it was like clean and easy for people who are just starting out.
And it gives you the results.
Yes.
I think that's the big thing with the industry and marketing. You know, it's almost like, you know, we'll make this thing and we'll market it to you. I think our approach was the reverse. We're all very busy.
Yep.
What do you need? And simplify that process.
Right.
And that's really what it is.
I mean, a lot of women struggle, especially with the nighttime routine. You know, I mean, we all work late into the evening and you just want to slump into your bed and you know, go to sleep. So we found ways to make it easier. Like, I have my serum by my bedside, my shea oil. So at night, if I can't wash my face, I do wipe it, and then I put on my serum and my shea oil, you know. And
the beauty gurus are going to come after you for wiping your face.
I know.
But there's so many rules, isn't it, right?
It's some days I just, you know,
don't have it.
It's better that I do something.
Exactly.
I want my customers to wash their face with water.
You know, the thing that I have seen with participating in the industry and being on social media is how these rules are almost so exclusive. So it's not, you know, I'd rather you were telling people this is what you need to do. You know, the more of this you do, the better. Mm-hmm. And not, oh, if you're not doing this.
Right.
You know, you're going to suffer. Oh, don't even use a wipe. Well, maybe a wipe doesn't get you 100%, but since when is 80% not better than 0? Yeah.
Yep. Hello. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And then people will say, oh, with the rules around sunscreen, oh, you know, if you're not wearing mineral sunscreen, what are you doing?
Yes. Like,
first of all, you're not following the science. Second of all, the best sunscreen is the one you'll wear religiously. Mm. So it has to work for you.
Preach. Yes. Can we talk about the mineral sunscreen too? Because I just started wearing sunscreen consistently, like maybe a year or two ago. And I was like, okay, I noticed that it did help my complexion overall because I suffer from hyperpigmentation. So I'm like, let me keep doing this. Mm-hmm. I finally get into a good routine. And then I'm seeing all these things like, no, you need to be wearing mineral sunscreen. And I'm just like, I can't find one. I am a dark skinned Black woman. I look ashy otherwise.
Very difficult, yeah. That's why you don't see a lot of, you know, Black women wearing sunscreen. Yeah,
I would say that we are actively working on developing one that would work for all skin shades. But you're exactly right for this reason. Mm-hmm. And there, I don't think that, you know, mineral sunscreen is better than chemical sunscreen. Mm-hmm. You know, they just work differently. Mm-hmm. If you're sensitive to the ingredients in the chemical sunscreen, yes, that's a valid reason. So you know, I want you to use something that works for you, but to categorically say that mineral is better, because that's false. The science doesn't back that up. And as advocates for people to wear, you know, sunscreen, I would say wear the one that you wear religiously, the one that you feel good in. Mm-hmm. And that would help with compliance.
Yeah.
So the science doesn't back up mineral being, better than chemical.
Thank you. What would you say to the people who are just like, well, my grandmother never wore sunscreen and look at her skin is amazing. She's flawless. Or I'm Black, so I don't need sunscreen. Or I have all this melanin, so I don't need sunscreen. What do you say to those people?
You know, we are blessed that we have melanin, but it gives you an SPF factor of about 7. So just imagine how much better your grandmother would look if she actually did wear sunscreen, is what I would say. And the science doesn't back it up that, you know, we don't need sunscreen. There is DNA damage. So there are two aspects when you're talking about broad sunscreen that we want people to take away. It has to be broad spectrum. So it means that it has to protect against UVB rays and UVA rays. So the UVB rays is what the SPF factor on the sunscreen is measured against. And that actually prevents you from burning. So a lot of us don't burn, but some do. Mm-hmm. I have friends who would actually burn when they're in the sun. So the SPF, the UVB rays are what's responsible for the burning. But even more damaging are the UVA rays. They penetrate deeper, they cause DNA damage, and that's the number one cause of premature aging. Is the UVA rays. And those are the ones that even come in when you're indoors. So if you're by a window, you're not outdoors and the sun's coming through, it will come through the window. So you still need to wear sunscreen. And you will see the difference. Like if you were wearing, I tell my really young friends, you will thank me in your 30s and your 40s for what you're doing now to your skin. I didn't wear sunscreen religiously till my 30s. And no one told me. You know, that's the messaging that we're trying to, you know, get out. Start early. Your skin's gonna thank you. You're going to age a whole lot better. Yeah. You know, it won't prevent aging, but premature aging, that's what we're fighting. Exactly. And broad spectrum sunscreen is the number one thing that will prevent premature aging. Thank
you for that. And there is some genetic, I was gonna say there is some genetic luck.
Yeah.
A tiny percentage of the population, but yeah, so not everyone is that lucky. Yeah, we still have to do what we need to do.
I actually have a really good example when people say, oh, Black people will need to wear sunscreen. I don't know if people have traveled to Africa where in the market, women sell outdoors. Mm-hmm. You will see a 40-year-old woman and she literally looks 65.
No.
And it's... Yeah, and it's just the sun.
Wow.
It's because she's out in the sun all day, you know, selling, and she just ages.
Yeah. Wow. And you know what I always think about too is, even let's just say the grandmother does age really well and she never wore sunscreen, the ozone that we have today is not what they had back then. We barely have ozone left. Right. So, yeah.
That is true. But yeah, let's do our part.
Yeah, for sure. And I'm trying to get my kids into the habit of before we go outside to put on some sunscreen as well. So that I'm really, really young, for sure.
Yes.
So where can the people find you guys? Where can we get Bolden?
So on our website, that's Bolden USA, on Amazon, and on social, where we are Bolden USA as well.
Nice.
And can you tell them what's happening in a few months?
In a few months, we're going to be in, we're coming to Walmart next to you. So we're excited.
That's super exciting. Nice.
Yes.
Super, super exciting.
That's in the works. We're excited about it.
And you're on Amazon. I realized that you were on Amazon. That's so convenient. Nice. So Amazon and Walmart, guys, get your skin together, please. Do yourself a favor.
Yes. And we have a lot of blog posts and educational articles on, you know, the sun hyperpigmentation, just what to do about those issues.
So I will link their website down below, as well as their show notes. That way you can click to get to their site and to follow on social media. So thank you so much for joining, guys.
Thank you, Cassandra.
Thank you for having us.
Of course.
Thanks again for listening to this episode of the Be Well Sis podcast. For more information on anything discussed in this episode, please see the show notes and or visit www.bewellsispodcast.com. Oh, and don't forget to leave a 5-star rating on Apple. Until next time, be well, sis.